Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, let's bring on a guy who certainly spent years with the New York Jets and with the Dolphins. Currently, he is an ESPN front office insider, NFL front office insider, and joins us right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Mike Tannenbaum is our guest, and Mike, a big game for both these teams coming up on Monday. But prior to the game, boy, we are getting quite the sound bites here between Odell Beckham Jr. And Greg Williams. What do you make of all this?
Yeah, great to be with you guys. It's definitely an important game for both teams. You know, they both had a home loss to start the season, and AFC games obviously are really important, as hopefully both teams are alive for, you know, playoff considerations later on in the year. And really no surprise seeing Greg Williams' comments today. You know, he's a confident, outspoken coach, and, you know, that's really a manifestation of his leadership. You know, he's trying to get his guys fired up, and he's done that before, and ultimately we'll get it all to play out on Monday night. Should be a really good game.
Do you think that the comments from Odell could have any impact internally with his teammates here in Cleveland who played for Greg last year and maybe some of them for the last couple seasons? And could it play out in a negative way on the field as, you know, maybe some of the Jets players are maybe going a little extra hard at Odell and some of his guys?
You know, I think when you're someone in the Odell stratosphere, like, it kind of is what it is. You know, people know who he is. He's going to be the first person you try to stop from a game plan standpoint. You know, in terms of just bear with me, I'm on a plane here, but you're going to double-team him. He's going to get a lot of coverage. He's going to create production for Jarvis Landry. He's going to create production for David Njoku. So, you know, if you're Odell Beckham, you're used to it. But now it's up to him to produce. But in fairness to him, he will create production for a lot of his teammates just because he will get so much coverage.
As far as Freddie Kitchens is concerned, he's basically said, you know, hey, I want my players to be themselves. At the same time, do you think he's behind closed doors maybe saying, you know, Odell, why don't we just concentrate on Monday, considering what we had happen on Sunday against the Tennessee Titans?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's a fine line there. You want guys to be themselves. You know, Rex Ryan was very similar to that. You know, he's a flamboyant, outspoken guy that we had a lot of success together with in New York. So I think there's a fine line. You know, Odell is Odell. But, you know, he has to play hard. He has to block hard. He has to finish plays. If you could do that, you could be yourself. I think another area we got to look at is in terms of they had 18 penalties a week ago, and it's really hard to win games when you have 18 penalties. So I think that's going to be another factor in this game.
You ever seen a player wear a watch during the game, Coach? Or Mike? I tried to call you Coach.
No, I haven't. That's a hard one for me.
What do you make of that, Mike?
Boy, I don't know. You know, to me, it's you're grabbing a lot of attention when you're doing that. It takes away from the task at hand. Again, you got to be yourself. You got to show your personality to wear a watch. So that one, I struggle with that one, to be candid.
If you struggle with that, you'd certainly struggle with a guy named Antonio Brown. I mean, look, you've dealt with personalities for a long, long time, but anybody similar to him? I mean, he just seems to be in his own little world out there. And what did you make of all of the Oakland Raiders comments?
Yeah, I thought it was a really good move by the New England Patriots. I think in our system, it's the right player at the right price and the right structure. You know, they're signing him to a four-month contract. And I know Coach Belichick, you know, the speech he's giving him is like, hey, look, if today goes well, then you're going to come back tomorrow. And you think about him and Julian Edelman about controlling the middle of the field with Ron Gronkowski gone. I really like the move for New England because there's very little downside and there is a ton of upside. And if I'm Antonio Brown, I got to be on my best behavior because I'm going to want to get paid in March of 2020 when I become a free agent. So I think for the next 4 months, we're going to see the best of Antonio Brown. Obviously, there's a civil situation going on now with very, very serious accusations, but it is a civil case. If that would change and become more of a criminal matter, I think 10-year how that situation is viewed would also change significantly. But as of now, it sounds like he'll be able to play on Sunday.
Mike, when you look at just back to the Browns here momentarily, when you look at Baker Mayfield and how he performed on Sunday, you know, he throws three interceptions late in the game and they end up losing by 30 points. And it was one of his probably poorest games we've seen Baker play since he's been in the league. How do you think he responds this week in New York?
Well, going back a number of years, I remember asking Coach Parcells, when did he know that Phil Simms was a great quarterback? He said that they had lost the game. He had thrown four interceptions, but he played really well the next week. And more importantly, his teammates believed that Phil Simms could take them to where they want to go. And in 1986, you know, the Giants won a title with Phil Simms as their quarterback. So every week in the NFL is important. I do think this week is important from a standpoint. If he plays the way they hope and he hopes, then one game against Tennessee is aberrational. So it's an important game because it's the next game. It's a national televised game. As we discussed, it's a conference game. So he has a great opportunity to go out, play very well. Let's face it, you know, the Jets secondary is a secondary that's not a great one. It'll be a really interesting chess match for me because I would think that Greg Williams will bring a lot of pressure to try to get the ball out of Baker's hands. It'll be a really interesting matchup, but I think for Baker, if he could play well, last week really becomes, you know, quickly, it's very quickly forgotten.
Yep, going to be a fun one coming up on Monday night in East Rutherford. Mike, we know you're short on time here, so we appreciate what you did give us here today and as we look ahead for Monday Night Football and the Browns and the Jets. So keep up the good work. We hope to talk to you soon. Thanks, pal.
Yeah, sounds good. Appreciate you guys having me. Thank you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.